In him we live, have our being, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Judges chapter 3, if you have your Bibles, been in the book of Judges lately. Preached tonight about Samson. Preached about that honey on the line. Amen. Well, tonight I'm going to go to the, today, it ain't not yet. Today we're going to go to the third chapter of the book of Judges. I have preached on these scriptures in the past, and it's crazy how you remember things. I remember, the reason I remember, because Sister Bart called me late one night, or I say late night. It was after church that night. I was talking about this, some things I had mentioned. So that's how many years ago it's been. Amen. Judges chapter number 3, verse number 31. Amen. Judges 3 and 31, the Bible mentions this man by the name of Shamgar two times.
Yeah.
In the entire word of God. Amen. Right here's one verse. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad. And he delivered Israel. Amen. If you want to, you can go ahead and flip over a couple chapters to chapter number 5, verse number 6. I'll read to us the two mentions of this one man. And there's only two verses. Amen. A title to this man in the whole word of God. I'm going to preach a whole message on Shamgar here in a moment. Chapter 5, verse number 6, the Bible reads like this. And in the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. Yep. Amen. All right, thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. I'd like to look at this. At this man that appear on the pages of the Word of God for just two verses, and then he fades away. Amen. I'm so thankful that God uses the unpopular, aren't you?
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know why, but it seems like especially more so today than ever, people's all interested in a big name. Amen. A big name ball player, a big name movie star, what kind of a big name somebody might have. Amen. But I tell you what, God uses the obscure people, amen. God uses people that doesn't have to be popular, amen. God can use a man as long as he turns his attention to him and says, Lord, here I am, take me and use me for your work. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of a man by the name of Adino in 2 Samuel 23:8, one of David's mighty men. You will remember, he killed 800 men at one time, praise God, with a spear. Amen. I'm reminded of Eleazar, 2 Samuel 23:9, another one of David's mighty men, who stood boldly in the day of battle and fought for so long, the Bible said his hand clave to the sword. Yeah. Amen. After he got through fighting in battle and David and his men won, he couldn't get his hand off the sword. He had fought so hard and so strong for God. Right. I'm talking about men like Adino and Eleazar. Praise God. Men like Shammah in 2 Samuel chapter 23. Another one of David's warriors. Shammah stood alone in a field full of peas. Amen. And he fought the Philistines and God gave him a great victory. Hallelujah. What about that widow of Zarephath? Amen. She wasn't a known person, was she? But she fed the prophet of God in a time of famine, Brother Daniel. Aren't you glad of that? What about that little Israelite maid, amen, who no one knew about? But she told old Naaman where he could get a healing at. Praise God. Amen. Hey, God in heaven, you don't have to be a well-known somebody to be used of God. Amen. Oh, no. What about that little boy who carried a little lunch, amen, out to hear Jesus preach one day? Glory be to God. Amen. And that little boy's life and his lunch got used up, and it's still being preached centuries later. Amen. I come to tell you, you can be used of God. Amen. Oh, yeah. What about that woman who had long hair? Praise God. And she washed and she anointed the feet of Jesus. Amen. I'm glad she had long hair, Brother Earl. Or he never got his feet washed that day. Glory to God. Woo, amen. Oh, yes. This list could go on and on from the Word of God alone. But it seems that God chooses to use those, amen, who are unknown and obscure, if you will, to accomplish His Word. amen, and his work in the world. Amen. The passage before us is no exception. We are introduced of a man by the name of Shamgar. He is an unknown man who appears on the pages of the Word of God, as we already mentioned, and then Brother Anthony, he fades away. Praise God. So first here today, I'd like to look, Brother Keith, at this man by the name of Shamgar. Amen. Point number one. Amen. I tell you, he was a worker. Amen. Thank God in heaven. The Bible tells us in chapter 5 that the highways were barren and the byways were filled with people. Amen. The Philistines and the Canaanites had come in and they began to take over Israel. Israel didn't even much as have weapons to be able to defend themselves. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. So much of them were afraid to even get out and work. They were hiding. They were fearful. They were running for their lives. But Shamgar got out and worked. Amen. God. Amen. I asked, he was called the son of Anath. Amen. Which was a Canaanite goddess of war. This could have also meant that he was the son of Anath. Amen. But one thing we know about Shamgar, he was out working in the fields. Amen. And he had an ox goad, the Bible said, in his hand. This ox goad was not a weapon. It was rather an agriculture tool that can be used in gardening. Amen. It was a pole some 8 to 10 feet in length, about 2 inches in diameter. On one end had a long tip like a spear. Amen. Come on here. Amen. And on the other end was like a spear, a spade rather. It was shaped to get the, amen, roots and the mud and the clots off the, amen, plow. Praise God. Oh, yes. But old Shamgar was out in the field and he was working. And the nation of Israel was being oppressed by Jabin, the king of Canaan. Jabin, listen to this, was a powerful enemy who possessed over 900 chariots. Amen. Come on. He had a powerful military, didn't he? His army seemed totally unbeatable, as was the custom of those days. Amen. He didn't allow Israel to have weapons, as we can read in 1 Samuel 13 and 19. Amen. Talks about Israel not even having weapons enough to be able to defend themselves. It was a time when the people of Israel were filled with fear. Can you imagine in this country, that's what they're really wanting to do to us right now. They're wanting to take our weapons. They're wanting to take our rights to bear arms. Amen. And leave us defenseless. Great God. I tell you, that's a bad place to be. And that's not my message right here. But I'm going to go ahead and hit it while I'm on it. Amen. Thank God in him. If you take somebody's weapons, amen, and the enemy can come in and do what he pleases against that people that don't have an ability to protect themselves. Amen. Oh, yes, that's right. So let's move on right here. Amen. Israel was filled with fear. They were afraid to travel on the highways because of the oppressors. They were afraid to live in their homes. Amen. Afraid of being invaded and attacked by the enemy. Wouldn't that be a terrible way to live? Afraid to go to bed at night? Amen. Oh, it seems that while Israel was oppressed by Canaan, that they were also being attacked by the Philistines. Amen. Oh, yes. And one of the great lessons that we can take away from Shamgar is that God tends to use those who are already busy. Amen. Moses was busy when God called him. David was busy when God called him. Amen. You go down through there. Amen. Oh, Elijah was busy when God called him. If you want to be used of God, here's another term that I borrowed from Sister Barb. Amen. Corns was this. God won't hardly bless a lazy man. You know why? Amen. You sit around and be lazy. Amen. Too lazy to do hardly anything. God can't use you in that condition. You got to get up and get busy. Amen. You got to get up and get with it. Amen. And do something for God. Shamgar was already busy. busy. He was out in the fields working. Amen. He called a man who was hard and busy. Samgar was a man who was working to feed his family. Amen. And when the enemy came, God used Samgar, amen, with what he already had in his hand. What was it? It was an ox goad. Here come the enemy. Amen. Great God, trying to take advantage of and say, Samgar, look at that nice garden that you planted. Here come the Philistines. And they said, we're going to take it for ourselves. Take your garden. But old Samgar stood up and said, not today, boys. This is my garden. This is what I work for. This is what I sweat for. This is going to feed my children. Not today. And he slew, amen, several men. Amen. The Bible said that he slew 600. I don't believe it was all at one time. I believe it was day after day. The enemy come by and said, great God, we're going to take your house. Samgar could be our house. And he stood alone. He didn't have a friend by his side. He didn't have a government. Amen. To get in his corner. But he grabbed his osteod. He didn't have a sword. He didn't have a weapon. He didn't have a gun. But he stood up and he said, not today. And he slew four or five more. Day after day, they came to try to take what was Samgar's. And he said, not today. And I come to tell us, God's looking for a Samgar. God's looking for somebody that'll stand up and say, devil, you can't have my mind. You can't have my prayer closet. You can't have my Bible reading. God's looking for a church that'll stand in the last day and say, you can't have my children. You can't have my house. You can't have my church. This is what we fought for. This is what we give our blood, sweat, and tears. Devil, you can't have what we've got. Amen.
Thank you. Woo! Yes, God.
Bless you. I tell you what I'm afraid of.
Jesus.
Brother George, and I'm not standing up here like a know-it-all. People stand up and, you know, they act like know-it-alls, and that rubs me wrong too. I'm not acting like a know-it-all. But I'm afraid, Brother Charlie, if time would stand 10 more years of what the church is going to look like.
Right.
I'm afraid if time would stand 20 more years of what the church is going to look like. God, give us a Samgar. God, give us a man. God, give us a woman that'll stand out there and get that ox goad in their hand and say, I built this house. I planted this garden. I painted that church. Great God, I've got my life invested in it. You can't have it, devil. That's my church. That's my family. That's my children. And you can't have what God has given us.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I hope I'm done. We got a Samgar to stand up in this house. Is there a Samgar in this place that'll stand up and say, God, you've been precious. Your word is precious. Your church is precious. I'm not giving up on what you gave me.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I got to hurry here.
Praise.
I ain't giving up on my home. I ain't giving up on my marriage.
Come on.
I'm not giving up on my spouse.
Come on.
I'm not giving up on my children. My children are worth fighting for. There's no sacrifice too great or no price too high for those whom God has given in your care. Fight to the death. I want you to look at this. It's easy for us to stand in a 70-degree church in a padded pew, air conditioning hitting us on the face, nice, comfortable place, and say, go get him, Samgar. Go get him. But let me tell you something. Samgar didn't have nobody to hold his back. Samgar didn't have nobody. Amen. But he was standing there with an ox goad in his hand, and he said, oh, God, I'm depending on you, Lord. If you don't stand with me, I'm going to lose my children. If you don't stand with me, amen, they'll take my wife, and they'll abuse my family. They'll take my house. Stand with me, oh God. And I'm not to say that to say, if God will stand with Samgar, he'll stand with you. And there needs to be somebody that'll stand up and say, God, if stand. What will be the condition of the church if you don't stand?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
I gotta hurry on here.
Come on.
I got too much that I can preach here.
Come on.
Amen. I can preach a while on the church. Amen. The preaching of the Word of God is vital in today's society.
Right.
We got preachers that don't want to hear preaching. We got members that don't want to hear preaching. We got a government that don't want to hear preaching. But you know what this country was founded upon? Oh, hellfire and brimstone. Preaching of the Word of God, preaching against sin. And I come to tell us, if we want revolution, and we want revival, and we want an economy that'll boom, it'll come from the Word of God. God has blessed this country. Amen. And if we take God away, every nation that forgets God shall be turned into hell. Hey, I come to tell us, we must lift God up. We must lift the Word of God up in this day.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Woo! Man, I thought preaching. What about worship? Our worship is being fought this day.
Yes, it is.
Well, you're always going to have two sides of the fence. We got those that say what we do is too extreme. And we got those that what we do is way far more extreme. Yeah. Hey, they turn the fog lights on and spit the fog out. What am I trying to say here? You know, some churches ain't got a window. It's like a dungeon in that place. Brother George, they turn the strobe light on. I think they come right out of that festival. Hey, God. And they're got them disco lights. That ain't worship. But you know what worship is? Worship is when you get in an old prayer house of worship about like today, and I seen Brother George back here a time or two, and I looked and saw some of you a time or two with your hands raised and a tear running down your jaw, and you said, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, that I'm in your house on a Sunday. Thank you, Lord, that I've got a job and I got money to pay my bills and I got children in my house. Hey, is there somebody that can raise a hand and say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me?
Oh,
I got to say this and move on here. I'm already running out of time. I got to move.
Jesus.
Amen. What about the lost? Are they worth fighting for?
Amen.
Woo! I've already told you multiple times. It put a new light in me. It put a new hunger in me. It put a new... Amen. It woke my eyes up when I saw old Paul Marquis up there loving and kissing and hugging. Amen. On them drug addicts. Oh, they look rough. I'm sure they smelled rough. But when he was up there loving up, hugging up on them, the lost are worth fighting for. And Shamgar said, Jesus fought for me. I can fight for him. And I come to tell us, somebody needs to get a hunger. Somebody needs to get a desire to fight for the Lord.
Yes.
All right. Shamgar was a worker.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes. Amen. Shamgar was a warrior. I've been preaching for 5 minutes. I forgot to tell you. He was a warrior. He was willing to fight.
Right.
Woo! Fight for his home. Fight for his church. Fight for the lost. Fight for God. Give us a warrior. Woo! Give us somebody that's willing to fight. God, give us warriors in this house. Amen. Why don't we raise our hand right here? I'm not trying to outrun the Spirit of the Lord. Won't you ask the Lord to give you a warrior spirit? Won't you ask the Lord? Put a little fight down in me, God. Hey, I feel the Lord out here. Hey, man, we ain't no hurry. Keep them raised. Keep them raised. Keep them in the air. Lord, would you let the Holy Ghost come in this house to give us a spirit of war? Give us a spirit of fight. The devil's trying to take the world's trying to take the Spirit of God out of our heart. But help us. Give us a spirit of a warrior.
Thank you.
Woo! Hallelujah. Oh. And I ask and I'll be done. Amen. Samuel was a worker. Samuel was a warrior. And lastly, Samgar was a winner. The Bible said that Samgar delivered Israel. Glory to God. His courage fed the people around him and allowed them to live in freedom and in liberty. He made a difference in the lives of those that he fought for. And I come to tell you, you can make a difference in those lives that you fight for. Who you fight for? Your kids? Yes, it will make a difference in them. Who you fight for? Those in your church? Yes, it will make a difference in them. What if I blow up the town? What if I turn worldly? How many would it affect? There would be some say, I can't do it. Amen. Our pastor went worldly. Amen. He backslid. He left God. It would affect those. I've got to stand. I've got to be aware. And I've got to be a winner to save those around me.
You're right.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
We're fighting for things that truly matter. Did you know that?
Yes, Lord.
It may seem at times that we have very few victories. I come to tell us, you're winning.
Thank God.
As long as you're fighting.
That's it.
Glory to God. I told you that old story I heard about that old boy's getting whipped. Amen. And he is a small boy, and the big boy was beating the daylights out of him. And it was a preacher actually said he saw this. He was driving down the road, and he saw it, and he stopped beside the road, and he thought he was going to have to help that little boy out. That old big boy had bullied up on that little guy and knocked him down. I think that preacher said he counted 6 or 7 times he had knocked that little feller down, and he thought to himself, I'm going to have to go break it up. There's old Hiles. Old Hiles was telling this. He said, I'm going to have to break it up. Amen. And that big boy's going to kill that little boy. And he went over there and he pulled him apart, and he said, stop it, boy, stop it. Amen. And he said, that one boy hollered and said, don't stop it now. He said, but it's not the one you thought. It wasn't the one that was winning. It was the one that was losing. That one that's getting whipped. That little scrawny feller. He looked up at old Howells and he said, don't stop it now. And he said, if I don't stop it, you're going to get the daylight speed out of you. He said, I'm getting ready to catch my second wind. And he said, when I do, I'm going to whip that big tabard. Hey, Howells said he stood back against his own judgment. And he said, sure enough, had a little feller caught his wind. Amen. And he said, when I walked away, he is beating the daylights out of that big old boy. I come to tell the devil, it might look like he's giving me upper hand, but hold on, devil, I'm about to catch my second wind. I said, hold on, devil, I'm about to catch my second. I come to tell you, the devil's told you he's got you whipped. The devil's told you you're never the cat. Hold on, I feel the wind of God blowing. Hold on, I think you can get up and fight again. I think you can get up and run again. Hold on, I feel God about to help you.
Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You know what I fear about, George? I want to pass down a pure gospel.
That's it.
I want to pass down a pure, unadulterated gospel preacher believing church.
Right, right.
Ooh. Hallelujah. Oh, God. If we can pass down a pure gospel and a holy church to the next generation, we've been successful like Shamgar. If we can hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. That'll be worth it, Brother Earl. That'll be worth bearing sugar diabetes all these years. That'll be worth every struggle that you've ever faced. That'll be worth every trial that you've ever went to hear him say one of these days. Amen. Let me tell you something. You know it. I could call every one of your names. Everybody likes for somebody to pat them on the back and say, good job. You done a good. You like your boss to tell you, good job. You like your companion to tell you, good job. You like your parent to tell you, good job. Parents, you like your child to tell you, good job. But one of these days,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Chandler was a winner.
Blessed be God. Bless.
Somebody help me on this piano.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
When I see these young people get up here and sing and play like they did the other night, amen, I know the battle's worth fighting for.
Yes, it is.
Woo! When I hear these today that sang and played, I know it's worth fighting for.
Praise be to God.
When I hear Brother Tommy get up here and say, how hungry are you? Do you want more God in your heart and in your life? And I see some people get hungry, I say it's worth fighting for. Great God. Amen. I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost in this house. It's worth fighting for. I said it's worth fighting for. Brother Tommy, give me real quick if you can. Galatians 6 and 9. Sister Dottie, give me 1 Corinthians 15 and 15. And I'll stop. Amen. I know the battle is worthwhile when you see somebody get help. Hey, I preached a lot out this summer. I preached a lot right here. I preached a lot of churches just this summer. And it ain't always a pat on the back what you're looking for. Amen. But I was preaching a while back in that church and they said these folks were gypsies. I still don't know much of what a gypsy is. That old gypsy had tears in his eyes. And he said, brother, you don't know what that did for me. Ain't God in heaven, devil. That's worth fighting for. I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. Hey, there's too much at stake. Samuel said, I can't give up on my house. I can't give up on my children. I can't even give up on my nation. I can't give up.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Stay in the battle. I'm asking somebody here today. Stay in the battle. All around us, many are laying down their obstacles, running away for fear of the enemy, like much of Israel was doing. Some are running away to join the enemy. Can I encourage you? Stay in the fight.
Right.
Woo. Can I encourage you? Keep on preaching. Can I encourage you? Keep on singing.
Yeah.
Can I encourage you? Keep on playing that instrument.
Woo.
Can I encourage you? Keep on teaching that class. Can I encourage you? Keep on being faithful to the house of God. Can I encourage you? Keep on loving God.
Woo.
Can I encourage you? Give everything you've got to God. Hey, I come to tell us, Sam Garcia. I can't quit. I've got too much to fight for.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Woo! I'm done here.
Thank you, Lord.
We're too near home to quit now.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brother Tommy. Shandar said, I'm going to stay and I'm going to fight. And I'm going to give it everything I got. Tell us what Galatians 6 and 9 said.
And let us not be weary.
Let us not be weary.
In well doing.
In well doing.
For in due season.
Due season.
We shall reap. If we faint not.
Very familiar scripture. But don't let us be weary. Don't get weary, brother. We shall reap in due season if we faint not. Amen. If I don't lay the ox go down, amen, my days are coming. If I don't quit, my days are coming. Weeping may endure for the night. Hardship might be on me right now. But great God, don't be weary. Amen. Right now, I see a morning coming. I see the daylight of another day coming. Don't give up. It's too early to give up.
You're right.
All right, Sister Dottie, help me and I'm done here. 1 Corinthians 15:58.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast.
Be steadfast.
Unmovable.
Unmovable.
Yes.
Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain.
Wait there. Right here's where a lot of people think they're laboring in vain.
Come on.
Shamgar. I wonder how many days he went out there. And he doesn't kill. He killed 600 altogether. But maybe somewhere in the middle, Brother Tommy, he done slew 200 or 300 of them. And maybe went out one day and here come another pack of them. Another pack of them Philistines. And he said, I wonder if I'm doing any good or not. I wonder how many more of them's going to keep on coming. Shamgar, don't be weak. finish that one out. Let's finish it.
For as much as you know that your labor is not in
vain. Your labor's not in vain.
In the Lord.
In the Lord. Listen to that. That's the message. Your labor, Shamgar, is not in vain in the Lord. Stand with me in this house. Amen. Look this preacher in the eye. And I hardly ever do this. I want you to look me in the eye. I wish I could look at 30 folks or so at one time. Look me in the eye. Your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. Don't let the devil tell you waste your time. Don't let the devil tell you going to lose your kids. Don't let the devil tell you you're losing your church. Don't let the devil tell you you're going to lose. Amen. Your labor is not in vain. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Your labor is not in vain. Don't give up. Don't quit. Give up. There's still more devils to fight. There's still more to do. I'm not
away. Lord, I raise your hand and thank God for what's been done around here today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what we've done in this house. Thank you, God, for the spoken word of God. Out here in this house, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for all that's been said and done, God, in this house today. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Amen.